Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet John Ciardi, born in Boston, 1916, whose translation of Dante's Divine Comedy, which came out in 1954, still considered one of the best. It's the birthday of the Manasseh Mahler, heavyweight boxing champion Jack Dempsey, 1895, born in Manasseh, Colorado. Left home at the age of 16, worked in the mines, lived in hobo camps. He shined shoes, he picked fruit, he fought in saloons for money, turned professional, and over the course of his career, he had 21 first-round knockouts. His advice to young fighters was simple. Some night, you'll catch a punch between the eyes, and all of a sudden you'll see three guys in the ring against you. Pick out the one in the middle and hit him, because he's the one who hit you. It's the birthday of Ambrose Bierce, born Horse Cave Creek, Ohio, 1842, author of many short stories, including Chickamauga and An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge. It's the birthday of the poet Stephen Dunn, Forest Hills, New York, 1939, author of Different Hours, Lines of Defense, and many other collections of poetry. Stephen Dunn, who said, "I think one of my early motivations for writing was that other people's versions of experience didn't gel with my own. It was a gesture towards sanity, to try to get the world right for myself. I've since learned that if you get it right for yourself, it often has resonance for others. You must be a little driven, and what you're doing must be crucial to you in order not to be defeated by the likely neglect that awaits you, the lack of rewards, and the fact that, by and large, your culture does not take you seriously." And it's the birthday of St. John of the Cross, born in Honteveros, Spain, in 1542, mystic and poet, grew up in poverty along with St. Teresa. He tried to reform the Carmelite order and was arrested for his attempts at reform, was given a public lashing once a week. But while he was in prison, he wrote his most beautiful poetry, his spiritual canticle, and his collection, Dark Night of the Soul. Here's a poem for today by K.A. Hayes, Petition. Here floats the mind on summer's dock, the knees loose up, hands dither off, the eyes have never heard of clocks. The mind won't feel the hours, the mind spreads wide among the hours, wide in sun. Dear sun, who gives the vision but is not the vision, who is the body and the bodies that speak into the dark, below the dark, who to the minnows in the sand-sunk tire seems like love. Make us the brightness bent through shade, the thing or rush of things that makes an opening a way. Petition by K.A. Hayes from Windthrow, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.